Caribou say, hope all is good. Today's daf is Yevamos daf pei. And we're actually a little bit backed up, as we have been for the last couple of days. Hopefully today, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem will get caught up. Today, we're here at the Mishnah on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, with a clean break. We have been talking a little bit about Saris and Islandness today, Tzodaka. So, again, clean break from what we talked about before, but along the same lines. Of the topics in Perek Ha'aril. So, okay. So, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Shemadi she'asaris cholitz v'choltzin le'ishto, v'asaris lo cholitz v'lo choltzin le'ishto. I heard conflicting things about asaris. Asaris is, as we've mentioned before, right, a guy who can't have kids. As we mentioned before, there are two types. One is called a sris chama, which is someone who is like that from birth, and another regular sris is someone who is injured. But anyway, Rabbi Yeshua said that I heard there's a sris who does chalitza, and a sris that does not. The Gemara says mainly the farish. And I don't know what the deal is. So I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says ani farish. Right, I'll explain it to you. Right, soris adam chalitza v'choltzin le'ishto v'v'nei shalo shaz kosher. Right, soris adam, which means someone who was actually able to have kids and then he was damaged. He had some sort of injury or whatever. Doesn't have to be by a person, right? It doesn't mean that someone took a sword to him, but it means he's had some injury. So he does chalitza, and chalitza can be done to his wife, meaning he's in the parsha of chalitza. Because at one point he was able to have children. Sris chama, but a regular, someone who had never had, who never was able to have kids, right? He was never able to have children, so therefore he's not even bechlal the parsha of Yibum and Chalitza. Rabbi Elazar, Amar, Rabbi Elazar says Loki. Not exactly. Ella, rather, right? Sris chama, it's the opposite. Right? Sris chama cholitz becholtzin leishto, b'nei sheish lo refuah. Sris chama, right? Again, who is always never able to have kids, so we assume it's some sort of ability. We could cure him somehow, but again, he's not injured in some way, just for whatever reason he can't have kids. So theoretically, right, we can cure him, we can fix him. But Sris Adam, if someone has some sort of injury, so there's nothing you can do for him. So therefore, he does not do chalitza. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Viseira, sure enough, Rabbi Yehuda ben Viseira testified that al ben Megusas, so this guy named Ben Megusas, son of Megusas, Sris Adam, that he was a Sris Adam, he had an injury in Yerushalayim, and sure enough, the Yibmu as Ishto, the kind of Rabbi Akiva, and they did Yibum on his wife, to be Mikhaim Rabbi Akiva, who said that, in fact, someone who had an injury, right, Sris Adam, someone who had an injury, is Bechlal, the Parsha of Yibum Chalitza. So we see that we would hold like Rabbi Akiva. Hasris l'chodz v'lo miyabim. The Saris himself doesn't do Chalitza or Yibum. Again, depending on who you hold like, right? Again, this obviously depends on what type of Sris Chama, according to Rabbi Yekiva, or let's just use Rabbi Kiva Shita, that we're talking about a Sris Chama. Rabbi Lezer says the opposite, but okay. Meaning a Sris does not do Yibum or Chalitza. V'chein Islandess, so too an Islandess, again, is the flip side, a woman who does not mature, unable to have children. Right? Lo Chalitza is lo Mesia Bemes. And a Saris, Shechalitz li Yivim to Lopa. And therefore, if the Saris does Chalitza to his Yivama, so lo Pazla, right? He doesn't Pazla her to the Guna, right? Bala, and if he has Bia with her, so then Pazla, then he's going to mess her up, because that's already, Mepnesha Hibi Lesnos, because that's already an Isser, right? It's a Karis, right? Against his brother's wife. Right? So again, he's not Shaykh to Yibum. V'chein Islandess shechaltu lo achin lo paslua. So too on the flip side, if the woman is an Islandess, so then a Chalitza doesn't pause her from marrying a Kohen, right? And b'alua paslua. Now, a woman is... Okay, fine. Bezeder, fine, sorry. And Ba'alua, and if they had Bias, then Pasulah, then they won't Pasulah again also, because if they should be also Bias, because that's an inappropriate Bia, right? It turns her, it turns her to a zona, right? It's a Chalala, it's Mechalala, okay, either way. So Mechti, the Gemara says, one second. Mishamina the Rabbi Kiva, the Amar Chayvi Lav, and Kravi Krisus Tamu. If you remember, Rabbi Kiva holds that any regular Israel Lav, right, it's like an Isser Karis, right? In terms of when you're talking about, right? We talked about Arayos, right? Again, creating a Mamzer, right? What type of not Arayos? What type of Isser is going to create a Mamzer? So Rabbi Kiva holds that even an Isser Lav, even a regular Isser. So it's like a Chayiv Karis. I mean, it's like one of the Arayos. So the Gemara says, the problem is, right, if you have a chavi krisus, right, that's not, they're not shaykh to the parsha of Yibum Chalitza. So how in the world Okay, I have this case over here where Sris Adam, right, again, Sris Adam Pashtas is a Ptua Daka, right, which is Lo Yovu B'Kal Hashem. So how in the world can this guy, right, be Shayach to Yibam Chalitza, right, he is, it's an Isra Lav. So Amar Rabbi Ami says, Achumayaskina, what's the case? Giyosh Nosa Achiv Giyores. So you're right, the case is where he's not lined up to marry the Kahal, right? The Pasuk says, Ptua Daka Lo Yovu B'Kal Hashem. Right, one of the regular Jews, and they're lined up to marry a Gioras. And Rabbi Kiva Sava, and Rabbi Kiva holds Karabiosi. He holds a Karabiosi, the Amar Kahal Gerim Logi Kahal, that the Gerim, right, are not considered to be Kahal Hashem. So the Isra to marry, right, into the Kahal Hashem from Ptua Daka doesn't apply to Gerim, so therefore, right, there is no Isra love. Gemara says, okay, but Iachi Yibumi Namim Yavim. Well, if that's true, Rabbi Kiva only talked about Chalitza. So if you're telling me that you could do chalitza, you could also do yivam. Of course, it's enochanami. You're right, and vaidi, and that's damar Rabbi Yeshua cholitz. And the only reason Rabbi Yeshua we talk about a chalitza is because Rabbi Yeshua started with chalitza. So therefore, amar ihu nami cholitz. So Rabbi Kiva also talked about chalitza and daikanami. That even makes sense because at the end, because if you remember the proof, right? The Katani hey Rabbi Yeshua ben Maser al ben Megusa shayu b'shalayim suris adam ve'yibmu as ishto and the kaibim the Rabbi Kiva shmamina. Right, and what was the case over there? They did yibam on the suris. Ah, Rabbi Kiva was only talking about chalitza. Well, it must be Pashas. He was talking about both of them. That's why the proof is. The proof proves his shita. It's also talking about yibam. Must be that he was talking about both of them. Masiv Rabba says, one second. I don't like that. Because the price says, Ptua Daka, Chus Shafcha, Sris Adam, Vazokin. Right? All four of those types of people, O Cholzin, O Meyabim. They can do either Chalitza Yibam, meaning they're Shaykh to the Parsha of Yibam. Ketan, how does that work? Mesu, if those guys died, Velahem Nashim, and they have wives, Velahem Achim, and they have brothers. So if Amdim Achim, Vasu Maimim, Venishosem, and the brothers did Maimer, Venasnu Get, or they did a Get, right? O Shacholtu, or did the Chalitza, so Mashasu Asu. Whatever they did is halachically legal. It is binding, right? Or is legitimate. Then Balu, and if they had Biyu with them, so then Kanu. They did that's Yibam. But that meaning that they have this, they're shaykh to all the halachas we've been talking about, you know, for a couple of months. Mesu achin, if the brothers died, vamduhein v'asu maimer v'nishosayim, and then did maimer, meaning if any, not that the brothers, but if any of the, I'm so sorry. Yeah, meaning the other way around. Meaning that now let's say that let's say the Zakin or the Sirius, whatever it is, the case that we just mentioned, right, let's say their brothers passed away. And now Amdu Heinu Vasu Maimer Vidisho Sam. And then the Zakin does Maimer, right, or the whatever, with the, you know, I guess, Tsuadaka, Khrushchevka, Sirius, all these people, right, does Maimer with the wives of their brothers. Fernas Nuget, or Choltu, or they did Chalitza, Mashasu Asu, right, Abu Vimbalu Kanu. And if, again, all those, either way, right, in both directions, you have a halacha of Yibam and Chalitza, right, the Shaif to that parsha, but Vasha the Kaiman. But those types of people are not allowed to keep the wives, right? So, Alma, apparently, what do you see? But Kalaskina, that we're not, it seems, apparently, from this Brisa, we see that we're not necessarily talking about Gerim, right? You can't just fix the Mishnah by saying we're talking about Gerim, because you have this, all that's clearly talking about regular, normal Jews, Bekal Hashem. So it says, Allah Maraba, Kyochenaflo Vasovnitsa. It must be that the case is where Rabbi Kiva says that, writes the Chazar for a second, that a Sris Chamat is not Shaykh to Ibn Mechalitza, but a Sris Adam is. So that must be where the guy was legit, he was clean, he was healthy before, right, when she fell to him for Ibn, and then he became injured. And that's what we're going to say that he does chalitza. Amalei Abaye says, "V'leisi iser b'tzua daka minit chayase the yibum." The Gemara says, "The problem is, well, why should you say that the iser of b'tzua daka should get rid of, right, the yibum? They get rid of, right, even though it was there beforehand, right? Well, that we should say the iser should come and uproot, right? We had to remember earlier in the Masechta that." Even though theoretically there's a mitzvah yibam, but some cases, right, override that. If there's an isra involved, we don't let you do yibam. So that's what we're saying over here. Why don't we say that? Right? Because milot's not, didn't we learn? The Mishnah says, we didn't get to it yet, but later on, where is that? Daf kuf tes. Yeah, kuf tes, okay. Not that I knew that, I just looked. Okay. Remember, Rabbi Gamliel, says, in mi'anah, mi'anah, v'imlav, tamtinat shetagdil. If the case over there is that two brothers married two sisters. Right? We've seen this case before. One is a katana, right? So since the katana's marriage is only midrabanan, right? So then if the guy who married the gedola dies, right? So then she is going to go to the younger brother for Yibum, right? But he's only married to her sister, Midrabana. So what do you do over there? So in Miyun, all right, if the Ketana then does Miyun, right, so then that's totally fine. So then the Gedola can fall to her husband's brother for Yibum, because that marriage was ripped up retroactively. But if the Ketana does not do Miyun, then you have to wait before you do Yibum, and then right, once the Ketana becomes a Gedola, so then this girl is free because she doesn't have to do Yibum because that's Achuzisha. Well, then there's no issue and there's no need to do Yibum. She goes out because that's one of the Arayas. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? Alma, you see that, again, that comes later and knocks out the potential Yibum, even though theoretically beforehand there was a potential for Yibum. So Alma, you see that Asi Iser Achuzisha V'dachi. As you see that the Iser comes and knocks it out. So Achanami, so over here too. Nasi Iser Petua Daka, Petua V'nichi. So Gemara says, Elam Rav Yosef, meaning they don't like that explanation of the case. The third possibility, what's Rabbi Kiva talking about? Elam Rav Yosef, Hai Tana, Hach Tana. It's this Tana. The Tana to be Rabbi Kiva. It's the Tana to be Rabbi Kiva, the Amar. Mechayvi lavin disheir, that's not the shar, but disheir, havi mamzer. But mechayvi lavin greda, lo havi mamzer. That an iser lav, that's an iser that because of share, because of relations, not relations isn't like a relative. That is going to be an iser, even if it's just an iser lav, that'll create mamzeris. But a regular stam, iser relationship, right, that is not going to create mamzeris, right? Psuadaka is not an iser of relativeness, right? Again, that's just a regular iser. So that's not actually shayach to kares, and therefore, right? So there is even though theoretically, if it was an iser kares, there wouldn't be any ibum chalitza. If it's just a stam iser lav, or even Rabbi Kiva would agree that there is the whole parsha of ibum and chalitza. Okay. Now. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Ikri kan lachim shame lachiv shame." Really, should be shame lachiv. No, it's a different pasuk recording. Okay, it's a pasuk in Kisisa. Right, lachim lachiv shame be Yisrael lo aval yabmi. Okay, fine. Now, right, the pasuk says, why is Rabbi Kiva, again, going back to Rabbi Kiva Shita, right, he says that a Swiss who was able to have kids at some point, right, so he's Shaykh Ziv Mechalitza, right, again, the Swiss Adam, right, that was said, that is theoretically, has to do Chalitza, the problem is he can't have kids. Right, I mean, the whole point of Yibum is to have children, and the Swiss Adam is not able to have kids. So Rava im Kain in the Chayisha Shekshir Le'avam. Well, if you tell me that when he was kosher and then became not, when he was able to have kids and now he's unable to have kids, and that would mess things up. If you say that, then no one would ever do Yibum. Why? Because what happens when a woman's husband dies? Right, a moment before he dies, he's unable to have kids. Right, he's sick. He's physically unable. Right, so the shalom nasabala sris chama resha achas kodem misoso. If you tell me that that's what we're going to say, right, then no, we'll never do yibum because inevitably a person a moment before he dies becomes unable to have kids. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar peruka de Rava perchi. That seems to be a good kasha against Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, so hasam kechusha das chalabei. No, he said you can get out of that kasha because it doesn't mean he can't have kids. He's just very weak. He's unable. He's not well, but it isn't. Physically, he's theoretically able to have kids, right? That wouldn't be a reason to apostle. So, of course, here we have Srischam again. Now, just going to the case. What is a Srischam exactly? As we mentioned, what it is, but let's just see the Gemara. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar, and we'll see where we get the name from. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef. Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol shalo ra sha achas b'kashruso, kshiroso, or whatever. And anybody who was never able to have children, meaning as Rashi says, he was shalaka m'me'imo, he was already had this issue in the mother's womb, he was never able to have kids. The Gemara says, mina yadan, how do you know that this person was never able to have kids? Rabbi, kol matal mayim ve'ino osa kippa. Anybody who urinates, right, he doesn't make a kippa. Kippa is obviously, doesn't mean a head covering, but how the kippa shaped? It's shaped like an arc. So anybody urinates and wouldn't have some sort of arc, so you see that for whatever reason, he has an issue with his male aver, and then he's a sorus. So in my Havai, where does he get that from? Te'afia ime betara, that his mother, when she was pregnant with him, was baking bread, when it was really, really hot outside in the middle of the day. And she drank this really strong beer, and apparently right that had intense effects on the fetus. Amar Yosef, meaning that's where we get Sris Chama, meaning that it was super hot. It was super hot out. Amar Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Hayo Dishama La'ami. This is what I heard Ami say to Amar. He said, "Kol me imo lakui v'lo yidana my nihu." And that's what I hear when Ami, meaning Rabbi Ami, used to say, this person who is injured or from his mother's womb, and I had no idea what he was talking about until you just mentioned what a Sris Chama is. V'lecho Shema Hivri Bein Tayim. Aye, one second. But why don't we think, I mean, this guy can't have kids now, and he presumably had the injury, or he had the issue in his mother's womb, but maybe he got better, and then he got sick again. So it says, well, came to Chilas of a soul, V'lecho Yelo Chayshinon. Right, since he's already, right, we saw him when he was born, we know his situation now, we assume, right, things didn't necessarily magically get better for him in the middle. Masiv Rav Ami says, what do you mean? Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Omer Bodkino, so Shalosh Pamim Betoch Shmonim Yom, that, what is this case over here? Right, by a Bechor. Right, so the halachos is, the halacha is that a Bechor, right, goes to the Kohen, obviously. The question is, if it has a mum kavuas, right, so then the Kohen can use it, doesn't have to bring it as a korban. The question in this case over here, right, is that the Mishnah is dealing with a mum that has an issue in the animal's eyes. So you check it for 80 days, and if it still has the issue, right, so then it's a mum kavua, and then you can check that need it for yourself, you don't have to bring it as a korban. But you see that you check it three times, not twice, right, not beginning and end, but you check it once at the beginning, once in the middle, once at the end. So we see that we are concerned that maybe, right, things will get better, and that things will heal. So Gemara says, yeah, l'chad ever chashinan, l'kuli gufa lo chashinan. Yeah, for one aver, for one limb, for the cow's eye, for example, so then, yeah, okay, maybe it'll get better. But the entire body, right, no one's entire body heals, right, and then gets better. Now, ironically enough, I would have said that someone who can't have kids is a problem with one aver, right, not his entire body. Right, we're saying that someone who can't have kids, that's a problem with his entire body, not like an injury to the eye. I would have thought that someone who can't have kids is an injury to the eye, right? He has a problem with one aver. Okay, so the Gemara is assuming that it was, you know, just like it was an issue in the mother's womb, right? Apparently that it's a holy kol gufo, right? All right, say it. Fine. Rabbi Lezer says, Loki, right? He had said, no, that the opposite of Rabbi Kiva, that a Sris Chama does Chalitza, and a Sris Adam does not. So Ervinu, hold on one second. Rabbi Lezer says, we have a stira in Rabbi Lezer Shita's. Mishnah says in Nida, Ben Esrim Shana V'lo Hevishti Saros, Yavu Rayashu Ben Esrim Rayavu Saris. Right, again they have two counterparts. You have this male and female who can't have kids. The male is a Saris, the female is an Islandist. So if you have a Ben Esrim Saris, like, yeah, a guy who's 20 years old and doesn't have pubic hairs, meaning he's just underdeveloped, right, so you should prove that he's 20 years old, right, and then he's halachically saris, and therefore lo chalitz v'lo miyabim, and there's no chalitz v'chalitza. Ben bas esrim v'lo v'yashti saros. Similarly, a female, if she's 20 years old, and does not have any hairs, so yavio rashi bas esrim, right, v'hi eilenis, right, v'lo chalitz v'lo misavemis, right, that's the flip side in the Hebrew, in the female, an eilenis, and v'rebi beis hillel, that's beis hillel shita. Be'shami omer, be'shami says, v'zeb b'nei shmonas, right, that's actually 2 years earlier, right, it's 18 years old. You can do that check at 18 years old. Rabbi Lezer says, and this is where you get the stira, right, hazachar kedibri beis hillel, and akeva kedibri beis shammai. Okay, fine, by males you go by 20, females in 18, v'pnei she'isha v'meheres lavo l'fnei isha, because usually women, right, have more signs earlier. So, but again, Pasha says, what are we saying here, that a Sris Chama does not do yum chalitza, right, that was the case. Right, so Amar Rami Bar Dikla, and we had Rabbi Lezer. So Amar Rami Bar Dikla, Amar Shmuel, Chazer Bar Rabbi Lezer. And Echanami, Rabbi Lezer took it back. Right, He took one of his shitas back. The question is, Yiboy Lehu, my Hadar Bay, right? Which shita did they take back? Meaning, does he hold that the Sris Chama does Chalitza, or that it doesn't do Chalitza? Right, so which way does he hold? So Atashma, I'll bring you a proof. Titania, because it's not a brisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Sris Chama cholitz v'cholitzim leishto. Sris Chama can in fact do chalitza. She came b'minan misrapin v'Alexandria shal Mitzrayim, because they see that sure enough they got better. Right, there are people who were born as Sris Chama and then they healed right in Mitzrayim. Right, so Pasha says that our Mishnah, right, is the accurate one, that again the Sris Chama does do even Chalitza, and you see that this is what caused Rabbi Elazar to change his mind, that he saw, sure enough, that there were cases of a Sris Chama in Egypt who were able to get healed. So therefore, right, they do even Chalitza. Rabbi Elazar Omer, this is not Rabbi Elazar, but Rabbi Elazar, that really Lolam Lohadarbe, really Rabbi Eliezer didn't take it back. And really, that Mishnah that we quoted in Nida, right, that's only for punishments. Right? Again, you can only get punished in Beis Din for a gadola or being a gadol. Right? It didn't mean right that at 20 that you have a sris chama and then you can do even chalitza. What he meant was at that point they are chayev and let's say misas Beis Din or whatever. But it didn't at all right, want to impact their ability to do even chalitza. Okay, fine. Itmar, it was said. Achal chaylev mibein shtemis rishon al yomechad ad ben shmon asrei. Let's say right, a guy, or really a girl, but there's going to be a debate in the Rishonim how to read this, but let's just say Pashas, all right, either way. Because again, the problem is, as you'll see in a second, right, it says shtemis, right? That's 12 days, it's 12 years, right? That's Lechora, right? A girl terms bas mitzvah, and then we're going to say v'nol dubosh simani saris, but that's referring to a boy. Okay, Rashi tells us understand that it doesn't mean saris; it means eyelidness. And the Rishonim obviously are very. It's very dochak to say that when you're talking about eyelidness and saris, and there's a difference in age, right? Going to Beis Shammai, that if you say saris, you mean eyelidness, or not so pashut. But either way, let's just assume, like Rashi and Tosos say, that we're talking about an eyelidness. Itmar, it was said, Achal chelev mibein shtemis rei yom echad ad ben shmona asrei. Let's say a girl ate a chelev, right? Obviously, something that's iser lav, you get malchus, or kares, I don't remember. Malchus, I think. Okay, either way. Fine, Beseder, I think Malchus. So they had between 12 years and 18 years. And then all of a sudden, right, you realize that they were Sris. Meaning that you were an islandess, as Rashi says. So, Ula'achar mikan hevishtei saros. And then, right, there were two pubic hairs, meaning, two pubic hairs, meaning that it was not a Sris. Right? You find out that they were not an islandess. So Rav Amar Nasa Sris Lamafreyam. Right, Rav says that they were a Sris. Retroactively, meaning that it should bring I think you get kares for or whatever. Meaning, the pashas is if you did the avera b'shogeg, you bring a korban chatas. So again, that's technically right. Again, that she was an adult when she was 12. If Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says katan haya ba'osa shah, then no, they were still katan. Right? Again, we don't work retroactively. We only work from now and then. So if at the time they were still technically considered underdeveloped, so then they would not bring a korban. Maskel Rav Yosef says the Rav islandist Rabbi Meir yehila knas. Well, according to that, if you tell me that you're telling me that there's an islandist retroactively, right? That an islandist who is Rahman al Islam was raped, right? Should get a knas, right? The Mishnah says that Rabbi Meir, again, normally if a person Rahman al Islam rapes. Someone you pay 50 rapes a girl, so you pay 50 shekel, which is not just 50 shekel nowadays. It's obviously a lot more money. That is only a nara and a bogeres, but a ketana, right? Pitu ketana, rape of a ketana is considered to be a pitui, is considered to be a seduction. So Rabbi Meir's shita is only a nara gets that. So again, what's the deal with an islandess? So Rabbi Meir basically says an islandess never ever ever gets. The fine, right, for the knas for a rape. But if you tell me that there's a retroactive establishment of the fact that she was an islandess, right, so maybe she should be able to get her knas. So Amar Leah Bayi says mikatnusa yatzal the beggar, that no, she was never a nara. She goes straight from katnusa, from being a katana, to a bogeres. So Amar Leah, so Rav says back to him, kolki hayin mili mal yosa yisamu mishmai. Right, halavai, I should say such great things, right, in my name. Meaning, because you're for sure correct, but it's tiny because the price it says. Ain hasaris nidon kebensorim ora, right? That a bensorim ora, right? A rebellious son gets put to death, right? You cannot have as a saris. That's not shayach. The fish ain bensorim ora nidon ala b'chasimas zakan atachton. Vein island is nidonis, let's move it back a little bit. The fish ain bensorim ora nidon ala b'chasimas zakan Hatachton, because the Bensar Mora can only be judged if he has pubic hairs. And similarly, the Vein Islandess Nidonis Kanara Murasa, right, that an islandess cannot be a girl who's engaged who cheated on her husband because Mishimikat Nusa Yasa the Beggar, because she skips over a Nara, right, Nara Murasa, she skips over the Nara status, and that's exactly what Rav Yosef said to Abaye, that when he's correct, that an islandess goes straight from Katnus into Bagrus and skips over the Nara status. Am Rabbi Yavo says, Simani Sris of Islandness, Uben Shmona. Right, now, the Ben Shmona is not talking about a Sris of Islandness, but it's talking about a kid who was born in the eighth month, right? If you remember, we mentioned several times that the Torah, the Gemara, for whatever reason, assumes that a child back in the day, I guess it was true, obviously, right, that a child who's born in the seventh month and ninth month can live, but the eighth month, the kid's not going to make it. So in terms of Asaris and Islandness, and the kid in the eighth month, meaning that they have sort of certain simanim, you can tell which is which, right, that so in Osin Behem Maisa Achiyu Ben Esrim, right, we don't do anything to them, right, until they hit 20, right? Ben Shmona ben Esrim, meaning for the Esris and the Islandess, we don't do anything until they hit 20, right? We assume, or we just wait until they hit 20. That's the point where they have a Saris. And as Rashi says over here, right? Even a kid born in the eighth month, we don't wait until he's 20, but right, we. So that's Rashi. Yeah, we do wait until he's 20, and to assume that he lives. Right? That's a little bit weird that we should wait that long. Okay, fine. Epseder. Okay, for all, I guess. Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize that. I thought the Gemara meant that you just wait a month until they see that he's viable. But I guess, yeah, Rashi says over here that. For all of them, you wait until they're 20. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, "Ben Shmona Mikachai." What do you mean? A kid born in the eighth month will live, as I mentioned. The Gemara assumes that it can't. Tetanya with the Raisa, right? Ben Shmona Harehu Ke'even. That a kid born in the eighth month is like a stone. Also, the Taltalo. I can get to the point where it's Mukta. Avol Imo Shoka Alav Meniko. But Miknaso, Minikaso, that a woman, his mother is allowed to nurse him, Ipnei Hasakana, because it's dangerous. Now Rashi here quotes it's dangerous to the mother and the son. I think Rashi elsewhere says just the mother. But okay, meaning it's dangerous. But the point is, we assume that the kid is not going to make it. This Gemara says, no, that we have Simonim, that the kid will, in fact, survive. Titania, guys, we learned. Ezu ben Shmona, kolsho lo kolu lo chadasha. Right, an 8 month kid is a kid who did not develop appropriately. Right, and had the requisite number of months. Rabbi Omer, simana mochichan alav. Rabbi says, no, you can tell. Right, if he's actually grown or not. Siara vitziporna v'shalu gamru. If he has hair or he has nails that didn't finish growing, so then he's underdeveloped and he's not going to make it. But time of the gamru. But if that's clearly the only reason we assume he's not going to make it is because the hair and the nails were underdeveloped. Right, hagamru. But if they did, so then I'm reading high bar shivahu v'shoy hamash de ishtehu. But if he was fully developed, we just assume it's really a seventh-month baby who decided to hang out for a little longer. Right, what about the story that Rav Tosfa did? A woman, right, her husband left overseas trip. And he was there for 12 months. And what it doesn't say is that then the woman had a child. Rav Tosfa said that kid was kosher. That was 12 months later. Right, it seemed pretty good that she cheated on him. Right, but he said it was a fine child. Come on, who is that like? Right, Karebi, Damar Mishtai. It must be, according to Rebbe, who says that a baby can chill out for a while, even if it's fully formed. Right, and the Gemara says, meaning, how in the world could he do that? Because that's, right, that's, Rebbe is a Das Yachid. How could you paskal like that? So the Gemara says, Kevin Dikar Mishav Gamliel, Damar Mishtai, by Karebi Mavod. That really, no, Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds that a baby can chill out for a bit, right, in the womb. And then, so that was like paskaling like the Rabbim, because once you have two Tanayim, right, that's already like the Rabbim. Titania is one that writes, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Kol Sheshash Shlosh Yom Be'Adam Eino Nefel, right, if a kid is already 30 days, right, once it's born, right, if it's 30 days, then it's not a Nefel, right, we assume that it's, right, if it's, let's say, born in the 8th month, right, and it lives 30 days, we assume it was a 7th month baby who just chilled out in the mother's womb, right, for a little bit longer. So we see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also hold that a fetus can just chill there even if it's fully formed. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll go right to the end of the show tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.